Elemental Hearts, A Fiery Embrace of Destiny. Chapter 1, Flames of Destiny. Zarek's fingers danced through the intricate patterns, coaxing the flames to life. Sweat glistened on his brow as he pushed his fire magic to its limits, molding the crimson tendrils into a whirling vortex. The dance of the inferno cast flickering shadows across the training hall, a mesmerizing display of raw power. With a final flourish, Zarek extinguished the blaze, the embers fading into glowing coals. He breathed deeply, relishing the familiar rush of energy coursing through his veins. Fire was not just his element, it was an extension of his very being, a primal force that responded to his every whim. Yet, as he wiped the sweat from his brow, a sense of unease crept into his mind. The council had summoned him, an urgent message that had disrupted his daily routine. Zarek frowned, his amber eyes narrowing. Summons from the High Council were rare, and they rarely boded well. Donning his weathered leather tunic, Zarek strode through the bustling streets of Ignium, the capital city of Verithia's fire region. The towering volcanic peaks and flowing rivers of molten rock were a familiar sight, a constant reminder of the elemental power that coursed through this land. As he approached the Grand Council Hall, Zarek couldn't shake the feeling that something momentous was about to unfold. The ornate doors parted, and he stepped into the cavernous chamber, its walls adorned with intricate murals depicting the four elemental realms of Verithia. The council members, their faces solemn, regarded him with a mix of reverence and concern. Zarek's gaze swept over the assembled sages, settling on the imposing figure of Lord Draven, the High Counselor. Draven's cold, gray eyes seemed to bore into Zarek's soul, and the Fire Mage suppressed a shudder. "Zarek, we have summoned you here today with grave news," Draven began, his deep voice resonating through the hall. "War looms on the horizon, and the delicate balance that has maintained peace in Verithia is in jeopardy." Zarek's heart raced, his mind racing with a thousand questions. War? After decades of relative tranquility, how could such a calamity be upon them? "The water and air regions have amassed their forces, and their sights are set on the fire region," Draven continued, his brow furrowing. "We must act swiftly to prevent an all-out conflict that could tear our world apart." Zarek felt his breath catch in his throat. The water region, home to the serene and enigmatic water sorceresses, poised to attack his beloved homeland? It was unthinkable, a violation of the ancient elemental pacts that had maintained the delicate balance of Verithia. "What can be done?" Zarek asked, his voice taut with a mixture of concern and determination.